John 6:1-15. After this, Jesus went across Lake Galilee. Many people followed him because they saw the miracles he did to heal the sick. Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his followers. It was almost the time for the Jewish Passover feast. Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him. He said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread for all these people to eat?" Jesus asked Philip this question to test him. Jesus already knew what he planned to do. Philip answered, "Someone would have to work almost a year to buy enough bread for each person here to have only a little piece." Another follower there was Andrew. He was Simon Peter's brother. Andrew said, "Here is a boy with 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fish. But that is enough for so many people." That is not enough for so many people. Jesus said, "Tell the people to sit down." This was a very grassy place. There were about 5,000 men who sat down there. Then Jesus took the loaves of bread. He thanked God for the bread and gave it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish. He gave them as much as they wanted. They all had enough to eat. When they finished, Jesus said to his followers, "Gather the pieces of bread and fishes and bread that were not eaten. Don't waste anything." So they gathered up the pieces that were left. They filled 12 large baskets with the pieces that were left of the 5 barley loaves. The people saw this miracle that Jesus did. They said, "He must truly be the prophet who is coming into the world." Jesus knew that the people planned to come and take him by force and make him their king. So he left and went into the hillside alone.
Thank you, John. And good morning, everyone. It's great to be here with you on this Harvest Sunday, a Harvest celebration. Fantastic spread of stuff here and then more at the back. I'm just going to take, before I go into my talk, a moment to just point out that I grew this pumpkin. And while I'm at it, this marrow. So I mean, we're expecting big money for the pumpkin, okay? So, John, thank you so much for the reading. And John was reading about a miracle, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And to help us to think about this miracle, I want to think for a moment about some maths, or at least to do some numbers. So, there were 5,000 people gathered to hear Jesus. It was a big crowds. They were listening to Jesus' teaching, and also Jesus was healing. That's what Jesus went around doing, healing and teaching. And this great crowd of 5,000 had gathered, and they were hungry, and a long way from the shops, 5,000 people. And then added to the 5,000 people, there were 12 disciples, Jesus' followers. And Jesus said, really, a very mean thing to say to them. He said, "What shall we do with all these hungry people?" And they didn't know. 5,000 people plus 12 disciples. And then one of them found one small boy. And he, very sensibly, had brought a packed lunch. And in his lunch were 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I should say 2 fishes there, shouldn't it? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So we have some maths. 5,000 people plus 12 disciples plus 1 small boy plus 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And they didn't know what to do. The disciples said to Jesus, "This is not enough for so many people." But 5,000 people, plus 12 disciples, plus 1 small boy, plus 5 loaves and 2 fishes, plus Jesus, is a very different matter. And in the reading that John read, Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks, and he took the fish and he did the same, and he handed it out, and they all had enough to eat. In fact, more than enough, there were 12 baskets left over. Now, I have brought a picnic along with me today. I'm always worried at church, so I'm going to get hungry. And Harvest lunch is a long way away. So I brought my picnic basket, and in it I have some loaves and some fishes. And I'm going to just invite a few friends. I've got some friends here who I'd love to share my picnic with. So if you'd like to come out, my friends. And I mean, you're all my friends, but these are like my special friends. Yeah. So I'm going to hand out. So would you like a fish, Sarah?
Yep.
Joy, I don't know whether you're keen on fish. You could have some bread, a baguette, nice baguette. Ben, I think you're a kind of baguette lad, aren't you? Yep. Rick, don't overdo it on the carbs, but you know. Simon, and I'll have a baguette. I love bread, and a fish for Catherine. So, 4 loaves. 5 loaves, 2 fish. And the only thing I'm thinking is, you guys are all looking a little bit hungry. And the harvest lunch is ages away. We may not make it. So I'm just wondering about maybe sharing my 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Would you like some food just to get you through to the end of the service? Would you like some food to get you through to the end of the service? Great. Well, we haven't got a lot, but I reckon we could maybe share a baguette per kind of pew and section. So perhaps if my friends could share them out and just take a little bit of baguette and some fish, and we'll see how far we can get. I'm going to go to do this aisle. You'd like to pass it back. Can you keep feeding? Now, I think this is what you call a food chain. So when the food chain has reached the back, then perhaps you might like to tear off your baguettes, yeah, where the thinner bit is, and those who've got the fishes at the far end, there are some scissors going around. You might need the scissors to cut the tails of your fish. I think Sarah and Catherine have got some scissors. They're quite big baguettes, so there might not be enough for one each necessarily, but at least a few per pew. Share them round. If you'd rather have a fish than a baguette, then they're in the side aisles. Perhaps the people in the side aisles, if you've got some extra fish, you could share them with the other pews. Let's get some of these happy fish swimming across the aisles. Now, what I'd like you to do is to wave your bread and fish. Can I see them all? Look at that. That is fantastic. We started with just 5 loaves and 2 fish, and now it looks to me like almost everyone has a baguette or a fish. Someone said to me at the beginning of the service, when I showed them, they said, "Oh, you didn't color them all in." Which I thought was a bit mean. So, Now, obviously, this wasn't a miracle, just a little trick, not even that good a trick, but it was to help us to think about the miracle that Jesus did, this amazing miracle, when he fed 5,000 hungry people. In the other Gospels, we read that Jesus, when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. That's why he taught them. That's why he fed them. He met their needs. And Jesus often did this. He went around, he healed the sick, he fed the hungry. And whenever we do the same as his followers, we continue his ministry, the ministry of Jesus. We do it in his name. That's why our Harvest Appeal this year is for Ukraine, bread and Bibles. But bread, the Bible Society are handing out food and medicines and toiletries, things that people need physically, at the West Berkshire Food Bank that we're collecting for at the back. Jesus fed hungry people. He didn't say, well, that's not my problem, that's not my department. He met their needs and he gave instructions to his followers, and we as his followers do the same today. But this miracle also had a deeper meaning. Jesus fed 5,000 people on the mountainside. He was on the side of the mountain, but later that day he came down from the mountain and he crossed to the other side of the lake. He walked on water, but we'll just for a minute forget about that miracle. He crossed to the other side of the lake, and by the side of the lake, some more people met with him. In fact, some of the religious leaders of his day, and they wanted more miracles. They said, what are you going to do now? This is great to be aware. What are you going to do? And Jesus said they'd missed the point. And he said something to help them understand the meaning of the miracle. And I've put his words here, actually, on the screen. If you can see a screen near you, I've jumbled them up. So I wonder if we can, of bread am life, that I. This is not exactly really tricky. So do you want to put the hand out? Clara, what do you think it says? I am the bread of life. There we go. I am the bread of life. Just a little bit later, come down from the mountain on the other side of the lake, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Why is Jesus like bread? Because bread satisfies our hunger. When you're really hungry, I hope you know this, children, when you're really hungry, you don't need, hopefully you don't even want, sweets or crisps. I mean, I realize quite often you do, but when you're really hungry, what you need is bread, something to fill you up. If Jesus had been born in China, he might have said, sounds funny, but he might have said, I'm the rice of life. That's what they eat all the time. If Jesus had been born in Italy, he might have said, I'm the pastor of life. And that might sound irreligious, but that's he was talking about the things that people ate every day to fill them up. And in his part of the world, as in many parts of the world, bread was the staple diet. I am the bread of life. Bread fills holes in our tummies. And Jesus says that he had come to fill holes in our lives, our hunger, not just for physical food, but our hunger for God. And bread keeps you alive, only for a bit, because you've got to eat a bit more the next day and the next day and the next day. But Jesus said that those who feed on him, the bread of life, will live forever. In fact, he said this. If it can come up on the screen behind me, he said, I'm the bread of life. That's just what we unscrambled. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And he was talking about a deep spiritual hole in our lives, a hunger for God. And I'd just like us to spend a little while learning this verse, because it's such a great verse, John 6:35. So can we say it together? And then we've done this before, we're going to take out some words, so we need to be concentrating. So will you say with me? I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35. Remember, this is Jesus saying this. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So I'm going to take away some words. Oh, okay. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Got on, 6:34. You're good, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, let's take away some more words. Oh. I'm learning this with you, you know, so I don't know who's leading. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35. A few more words gone. Oh. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35. One more. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35. Give yourselves a quiet round of applause. Well done. On the mountainside, Jesus met people's physical needs. And then later, by the side of the lake, he offered to meet their deepest needs. Their hunger and thirst for God. He said, believe in me, come to me, feed on me. One of the ways that we feed on Jesus is to read his word. Jesus speaks to us as we read the Bible. We feed on his word. That's why our harvest appeal in Ukraine is bread and Bibles, food for bodies, food for souls. In a minute, just a minute, we're going to sing the song, Speak, O Lord, as we come to you. We normally sing that before the talk or the sermon, but this morning we're going to sing it afterwards. We're praying that for our lives. Speak as we feed on you, Lord Jesus. But before we sing that, Ellen is going to come out and she's going to read a poem just to help us reflect on the feeding of the 5,000, this amazing miracle and its deeper meaning.
This is a reflection by Bob Hartman on this passage and Jesus as the bread of life. There was no bread on the mountain. On the mountain, there was no bread, only grumbling bellies and grumbling tummies and one little lad who was willing to share his fillet of fish happy meal. So Jesus took the bread and Jesus took the fish. Here is the bread, he said. He said, here is the bread. And he spoke a prayer and broke it, and every belly was full. There was no bread by the side of the lake. By the lakeside, there was no bread, only moaning crowds and mumbling Pharisees who wanted to see an all singing, all dancing miracle show. Our fathers ate bread in the desert, they cried. What kind of a sign will shine from you? So Jesus looked at the crowd, and Jesus shook the crowd. I am the bread, he said. He said, I am the bread. And if you swallow me and follow me, then you will live forever. So here we are, traipsing up life's mountain. Here we are, simply sailing life's sea. Here we are, in the middle of life's journey, a long, long way from home, walking and talking, groaning and moaning, grumbling and mumbling, and fumbling together for what? A bit of sunshine? A McDonald's happy meal? An all singing, all dancing miracle show? Or a life that's worth living, maybe worth living forever? I am the bread, says Jesus. He says, I am the bread. Walk with me. Talk with me. Swallow me. Follow me. Come and taste and live.